Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm 2012. I am here with Adrian. And tonight, what I'm going to be talking about before I begin the show is messages from images, pictures, and movies. And so the reason why I feel inspired to talk about messages that come from movies or messages that come from magazines, like what you call soul collages, which we talked about last week, and I apologize I couldn't get to all the other listeners and the callers. If you want to call in, get your free tarot reading now, call in now, and I'll speed this up really quickly so we have some time on the air. And so anyways, I just want to talk about a little bit about what are the messages that we see in movies nowadays. Well, there's a lot of movies out there that we have messages, like The Peaceful Warrior is a good example. Another movie that came out that really caught my attention was Chronicles, on how these three teenagers were able to use certain powers. And by using these powers, they used a telekinetic ability that we all resonate with. And we can actually move things with our minds, learning how to levitate. You know, and it's interesting because all these movies that they're coming out with, that Hollywood's coming out with, is based on true actual events, I think. And we should really keep our minds open to the messages that come from the movies. Like the one that came out, you know, Twilight Zone. That was another really interesting series. So, yeah, there's different messages that come from movies, psychic messages. Also, there's messages that come from magazines, like I was talking about soul collages and archetypes. Now, when you're working with soul collages and archetypes, you want to pick out the picture that stands out for you. You want to go with the feeling, what stands out to you. It's just like music. When you go to the library or you go or you buy a CD, it's because you resonate with that music. So always go by what you're feeling and pick out what that object is, no matter what it is. Just like the in the magazines, you'll find one object, you'll find it's called things. So you look into the folder and you pick out things. You know, what would be things? Things would be pretty much anything. You know, it'd be from a magazine, anything that you can imagine. You know, you just tear that out, get you some glue stick, and start making your soul collages. And the first thing you want to do is ask the question from the card. After you make the card, you ask the question and you say, "I am who?" That is the first thing that you'll say. Well, and then it'll actually start manifesting and start speaking to you. It's easier to go out and buy your own tarot deck, and it's easier to go out and actually, you know, get the kind of pictures that you want. That's really fun too, because you can actually learn how to collect. I have over 100 decks of tarot cards over the years. I've spent a lot of money on tarot cards. The first thing I did when I got my Social Security background money was I went out and I bought over 100 decks of tarot cards, because tarot cards to me is actually where I resonate from back when I was growing up. That is the only thing that I would have my mind on was tarot cards and astrology. And growing up as a psychic is not always easy as you develop the gift. Not a lot of people have the gift. A lot of people are afraid of the gift. But I've collected over hundreds of tarot cards over the years. And I've had to give them away because I had to start over new archetypes. So it has to be a love, and it has to be a compassion. It has to be something that you get up and you tie your shoe every day, and it's something you look forward to. and understanding the pictures and what the tarot represents. And then as I suddenly got into soul collages, I thought it was a really interesting thing because you don't have to spend a lot of money. You can make your own deck, you can make your own cards, and you can actually learn to read yourself and understand the art and the pictures, because I've always been fascinated with art as well. So I just wanted to mention about that, about the soul collages. We talked about it last week, but we don't have a lot of time. However, I'm going to pay for more time on my show so that we can do some classes and talk about what soul collages are and start teaching people how to make soul collages and reading the book, going over the book, reading about archetypes and how they work with us, how to balance our karma. So it's really interesting. I'm going to start with the first caller from the 704 area. And please state your name and where you're from and your question, please.
Hey, Adrian. 704. I'm just listening. Hi. James Rank, hi. I'm just listening in, Adrian. You don't have to answer any of my questions.
Okay, James.
You've already been an enormous help to me. Unless there's nobody else on the line, I mean...
We only have one person, James, but I just want to introduce James Rink. He's the founder of Geological Alien Technologies. I forgot to mention that to all our callers out there. And he's been on our show quite often. And a lot of people have said a lot of great things about you, James.
Thank you. Yeah, well, it's not me. It's the work I do. I always try to help other people. Sometimes I have to put boundaries down because I'm not going to say everybody wants my help, but it's getting to that point in my life where I can't even go on Facebook right now because all these people are instant messaging me, texting me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to teach you how to help yourself, and then you can go out and help others. That's what it should be.
Well, let me tell you, everybody, James has taught me how the NeoCube works and how it has helped me in my life with the kind of work that I do with the soul collages and also some other things, which has made me more intuitive to actually speak with these archetypes. And I can see how they can go hand in hand with each other because they're both great technologies and great tactics to use. I think that it's also a science too, wouldn't you say, James?
Yeah, well, the technology behind the NEO is torsion field physics. There's a whole esoteric science behind it all. It's based on sacred geometry. And the idea behind sacred geometry is that everything in the universe carries a certain balance, a certain energy that is always trying to bring everything into balance. Okay, this energy frequency pattern, you can call it, is reflected in nature as sacred geometric forms, as the Fibonacci sequence, the Schumann resonance, the Soflaggio frequencies. So the idea is that if you could tap into those frequencies, using through meditation, you can not only help relax yourself, but you can exercise your pineal gland so that it can grow larger. Just like, you know, if you go to the gym and work out, you can build your muscles. You can do the same thing with your pineal gland and become more psychic. And so the NEO helps you out with that.
Oh, that's great, James. And have you noticed any difference with using the NeoCube and how it's made you become more psychic?
Yeah, well, before I started using it, I used to suffer from severe anxiety. And I don't think I would even be able to go do any kind of public speeches or anything like that before then. But now it's like it's no big deal. It's definitely helped me get to the point where it's almost like my emotions are more baseline. They're not so up and down. And because I've had a really traumatic childhood and I've gone through so horrible traumas through my life. And so the Neo has helped me get to the point where I'm able to integrate it to at least be able to relax enough to allow myself to just enjoy my life. And so I'm really grateful for the technology for that part. But in addition to that, I've also noticed a lot of clairvoyant gifts opening up. It seems to be whenever I need money, I always have just enough that I need. And there's always times when like something horrible could have happened but didn't happen, just by, you know, a few days, you know, some of the timeline was altered. And I've had good things happen too. Like I needed to get my yard core aerated, and I didn't really have the money. I didn't want to call up somebody. Core aerate is when they come and basically take plugs of your soil to help bring air down into your turf. And it's kind of funny. Somebody core aerated my front yard. They made a mistake. They were supposed to go next door, but they did my yard. So it's like, I guess the universe manifested it. And I didn't even have to pay the guy.
Well, that's and, pretty cool, man.
Yes.
Well, you know, I haven't seen a lot of tremendous work with these soul collages I just wanted to mention, but I've been working with these archetypes for a while now. And then I learned, I was telling our audience, I learned about sacred contracts, how we're all soul contracted to come here. It's a little bit different perspective in the science method and also the spiritual. But I like James was talking about how the Neo Cube, how he made this cube, this alien technology. I think it's going to heal a lot of people, James, especially right now. I think people need an object to help to focus their energy instead of using a wand to focus it. I think that you're actually opening up these energies to connect with.
What would you tell people that would say, oh, well, we shouldn't be using objects to increase our psychic gifts. We should be looking within. We don't need all these devices and things. What would you tell people that buy into that idea, that have bought into that idea?
You know, James, it's interesting because I've heard that before from a lot of different readers. And a lot of people have to look within because they feel that's where they only get their answers. If we start looking from within and start looking on the outside of what's going on, I think that it opens up a bigger area, a bigger space to opening up these dimensions, you know, like the stargates and everything like that. So I think for a lot of people, yeah, it does resonate with them to do that, but they're not actually focusing their energy. They're focusing their energy from within instead of from what is going on in this reality. They're not interacting with other realities, but from within, you know, and that's where their energy is going. And if you're focusing from within, then you're not really expanding your energy and your aura from what's on the outer part of what's going on from within. So sometimes we have to focus on within, and sometimes we have to focus on the outer part, because there's other parts of the aura that expands, you know. And so I think that the Neo Cube actually works on the outer as well as the inner, you know. But no, there's no one way of doing it. There's millions and millions of all kinds of different ways of doing it, James. And I think for a lot of people, they think there's only one way, and there's not. There's millions of things out there that we all should learn about, we should read about, and I think that's one of the reasons why people are not buying, because they're buying into all this hogwash that's going on TV. So that's my opinion on it.
Okay. Great. Yeah, so if you want to learn more about the Neo Cube, what I would recommend doing is go to my website, www.neologicaltech.com, and that's neologicaltech.com. And I do free weekly meditations once a week on Blog Talk Radio. I got my own show as well, but I also upload them all onto YouTube, where you can listen to high def audio without the advertisements. So if you want to check us out, check out free Neo Meditations. I teach you how to do the exercise with and without the cube, so that way nobody gets left out in this thing. This is the whole ascension process. So feel free to check our website out. Is there anything that you want to work on tonight?
And, I think that what we should do is we should add other things on your website once we get that up and running. Me and James were talking about setting up a website linked in with what I do. And I think they can go, like I said, they can work hand in hand with each other. Anything of the metaphysics and for people to fulfill what's missing in your life. And images and visualization, meditation, it's all great. You know, it's I think it really helps people to ground themselves. People need to be more grounded.
Okay.
And how would the NeoCube help to ground someone, James?
Well, I was kind of open to you or the other to answer that, because I know that I was asking you earlier how we could ground. I know you're supposed to do visualizations where you imagine, like, I've been told one time you can imagine tree roots coming out of your feet. Like, if you're sitting down, imagine tree roots coming out of your feet into the earth. Other people say, well, maybe you should just connect to the crystal core of Gaia. Imagine
mm-hmm.
a pillar of white light coming through your body into Gaia.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you recommend?
Well, we were talking about that tonight, about how to get grounded, how to, and I think a lot of people are different methods on how to ground yourself. Some people like to use stones. Some people like to use crystals. I recommend just using the NeoCube and start working with the elements. You know, start working with, if you're a fire sign, start working with fire. If you're an air sign, get out into the air and breathe the fresh air if you can. If there is fresh air and it's not polluted, just go somewhere where there is fresh air. And if you can't do that, then, you know, just go into a meditation and see the air going through your energy field. And there's all kinds of different methods. And then what James says, you know, visualization, imagining that you're connected to the tree, rubbing your tree against your back against the tree will help. And it's kind of hard to do that during the winter time, but I think, you know, in the summertime, you can really work with grounding yourselves, and maybe even find a vortex or a quiet place that you can meditate.
Okay.
I think that would be a good idea too.
Well, I know you just mentioned that you don't have to use crystals and all that, but one thing I wanted to mention is that these Neos actually have crystals in them. We have Lemurian quartz, topaz, tourmaline, I think that's how you say it, onyx, moldavite, agate, and monatomic elements like iridium, palladium, rhodium. And the gay key has platinum, gold, and silver in addition to all that, which is like the more expensive version.
Mm-hmm.
But both of them all carry very high vibrational frequencies, and if you like to meditate with these certain stones, you'll be able to tap into those energies as well. And you know, I think I don't see why you wouldn't be able to actually take a crystal and actually put it on top of the unit. If you say like citrine or something, if you wanted to help activate certain chakras, I don't see why that wouldn't work. I mean, it's all vibrational frequency energy we're working with here.
Right. Well, that's interesting, James, and, you know, that you actually get a combination of things with your NeoCube. So why don't you, everybody, go to his website, sign up, and buy you a new NeoCube. And we don't have a lot of time, but we're going to get to some readings. I do have one caller that just called in from the 919 area. If you have any questions, James will just be on the air and
we could
answer.
We could do a session if they're interested. Any kind of manifestation work, anything they want to, healing or integration, we can work on that.
Okay, 919, are you there?
Yes, hello. What a fascinating show. How are you?
Thank you. You too. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. I listen to Blog Talk from time to time, and this is my first time listening in on your show.
Well, welcome, first-time caller.
Yeah, thank you. I was listening to James talk, and I said, wow, he should have a show on Blog Talk. And he said that he does have a show. So I don't know. I'm just getting that word as I listen to him. So that's great, James. Keep up the work.
Yeah, thank you. Is this Sylvie?
No, my name is Jackie.
Oh, okay. I thought you were so... All right, never mind. Great. Well, thanks for the comment. Yeah, our show is Neo Meditations. And
okay.
The easy way to find that, of course, you can do a search on Blog Talk. It's all in the archive. Or go to our website.
Okay. You know, it's my first time hearing about the Neo Cube. And I'll go to the website and look over your information and check it out.
Okay, thank you. And also, I just want to mention, if you do want to get one, use my name, James, and you can get 10% off and just put in the coupon code box. And that's just my way of saying thank you for listening in. So,
okay. All right, thank
you. Do
you
have any questions for Adrian or for myself?
I do, Adrian. I really just wanted to listen to the show, but when I heard you say that you were offering a free reading, I just, you know, hit the button there. I guess my question
okay,
is...
Okay, and have you ever had a reading before?
I have.
Okay, and you're familiar on the tarot?
Yes.
Okay, have you ever heard of, I just wanted to mention, have you ever heard of soul collages before?
No, that's a new term for me.
Okay. Well, what soul collages is a woman came up by the, her name is Sienna Frost, and what it is it's a new perspective that she came on with the tarot for other people to get whatever's out into their subconscious minds, which is the 90% of the brain that we use, to bring out information how we're feeling, and by this view, it starts to change the way we feel about ourselves, and it starts to heal our inner selves. You know, like James was mentioning about how we go from within. It helps to go from within and to kind of change your vibrational frequency to working with the archetypes so that they can help to assist you in your ascension. And they help to balance you. They help to ground you. They help. There's all kinds of different divination tools out there. But this is one divination tool that I keep thinking in my mind that it would be good for a lot of people, like patients or older people, to start using soul collages, because it not only it heals the soul, but it heals the mind too. And it helps to bring out whatever suppressed memories that you have in your mind. So if you have a magazine handy, what you do is you just rip out the pages, whatever ones, you just pick out any pages or images that may stand out to you on how you feel.
Okay.
And my friend had an addiction, and he quit in one day. He had a drug addiction, and I told him to pick out some images that would stand out of him with his addiction and how to overcome it. And as he was going through it, he said something changed in his DNA. I also had another client that came over. We did soul collage together. He no longer has he's no longer a diabetic. He was diabetic for a lot of years.
Wow, that's amazing.
There is something in our soul that always needs healing, and this is the way to reach out to it. So is there any questions about that you want to know more about?
No, I will. You said the soul, and what's the other word? Collages?
Soul Collages. It's by Sienna Frost, and you can actually get this book. It's a very hard book to get, but you could probably order it on Amazon. And if you really want to get into it, there's a book called Sacred Contracts by Susan Gregg. And Susan Gregg also works with a lot of Ascended Masters as well. She also knows a lot about information about them, how we work with them. But I work a lot with, like, I used to work a lot with the angels, and now I'm working more, like, with the archetypes and sacred contracts. And so if you get the both books, it'll give you a better understanding of what I'm talking about.
Right.
So is there any questions tonight that you have for me and James?
No, I'm actually working towards a career in the healing arts, and so I'm always looking for things that, you know, that resonate with me that I can integrate as I start to move into that. And that's a slow process right now. I'm really trying to listen to spirit and make my decisions, you know, based on my intuition. But that's very interesting. Those are new concepts to me. And, you know, I'll do my research here and investigate and go online to the websites. But, no,
please,
I don't have any questions.
And remember to always keep an open mind when you're doing this type of work. Because it is very powerful work. And I recommend drinking a lot of water when you do work with these archetypes, because you will tend to dehydrate because your energy is not set at that vibration. You also want to eat go on a diet and change your eating habits. That is the first thing that this woman did when I got into Sacred Contract, was to make sure we ate healthy. You know, a lot of green foods.
Yeah, and I do try to eat it. I bought some pH paper about 3 weeks ago. And so I've really, really, really been focusing on my diet, just trying to eat as alkaline as I can. And I noticed about
And not only that,
ago,
but there's a lot of changes going on in our body, too, with 2012. That's the other thing that I wanted to mention to James, is what he feels about what is going on in our bodies and how they're changing. Do you have any thought on that, James?
Well, I know that I've got, I have trouble tolerating low vibrational food, like fast food. I can't have any sodas, but I don't know if it's because I'm using the Neo or maybe it's just Ascension. I don't know, but it's almost getting to the point where I'm probably going to have to become vegetarian, but I'm afraid I won't get enough protein. Maybe my subconscious might have said no. I can't survive off beans and soy. I'm not that kind of person, but when you start using the Neo, I've noticed that you tend to do things like that where your diet shifts and you tend to make decisions that are is healthier. And I think a lot of us are going to that as we get approached to 2012. Well, we're already there, but it's as we're getting to the fifth dimension and this whole shift to zero point, a lot of us are going to be changing our lifestyles to accommodate the new coming age, which is what the end of the age of the past, and we're going to a new age where the elites of the world won't be able to have us under a slave grid.
Exactly.
Well, that makes sense, because my friend, when he got into Soul Collages, the one that taught me about it, he was a vegetarian, and he said the only way he was able to cope with this energy frequency is he had to change his diet.
So, if anything, maybe just start eating
perfect
organic meat,
grass fed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you learn from others, you know. You learn, you're just kind of learning, you know, about it. And as you get into it, then your DNA starts to change. And it starts to connect with these archetypes.
Right, it absolutely does. I noticed about 3 years ago, I mean, just all of a sudden, you know, I didn't have a very high water intake, I would say, but all of a sudden I started to have a lot of imbalance with my solar plexus chakra, and I would have intestinal upset, and it was because all of a sudden I was starting to dehydrate, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So then, you know, I had to up my water intake, but I really do watch what I eat, and you go through that cycle, you know, where, and I tried to do the vegetarian thing. It is very hard to get the protein. I don't know if you eat. Do you eat quinoa, James?
I think I've tried it. My body didn't like it very much.
Oh, really?
So,
wow.
Yeah. And I've got a lot of sensitivities to certain things. So, and again, that goes through with all the trauma that I went through when I was younger. Sort of it manifests as problems with digestion. But all that I'm slowly working on.
Okay. All right. But, yeah, it is hard to get the protein. There seems to be some things in the animal fats that absolutely, I guess, are helpful to our bodies, you know. So it is hard to replace that, but it's out there because, you know, that was given to us in the very beginning from the plant kingdom. So
What I would like to do is do, like, sun gazing where I won't even need to eat food at all, but I haven't been able to do that very well.
Yeah. We're all moving towards that. You know, it's just it's a process, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that definitely makes sense. And I just wanted to mention, when you get into any kind of healing or higher vibrational frequency work, it is best to really cleanse yourself and really keep yourself grounded. And we were talking about grounding yourself, and that falls in line with eating healthy foods, meditation, working with the Neo Cube, working with soul collages. You know, working with all this energy is very, very intense energy, so you have to be really grounded.
Right.
That is the most important thing. It's like putting on your seatbelt when you get in a car. You know, that's the most important thing to do.
Right. Okay.
Talking about this, what question did you have? Are you just kind of gathering information tonight, or did you want a reading?
Yeah, I am listening, and I just looked at the heading on Blogspot, and I said that seems like an interesting. Let me just take a nap, and I'll get up and plug in and see what the conversation is. And I'm pleasantly surprised, you know.
Would you like to do some manifestation work? Is there anything in your life that you like to bring about into fruition?
I would. You know, I need some dental work, and I'm going to work on this naturally, okay?
All right.
And I do need some conventional work just to start as a foundation, but I'm not sure that I should start it now. I work for a company where I travel, and usually I can be in one place for, you know, 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 months. And I'm not sure when I should start this work now. I know that I'll be leaving this current location. I'm currently in Massachusetts, and I think maybe I could be leaving here soon. So I want to wait until I'm in a place where I know I'm going to be there for 3 months, just in case I need to follow up with the dentist. You know, it needs to be the same person, I feel.
Okay.
So
do you need to get, like, surgery?
I do need some surgery. Right.
Okay. Well, before you make any more comment, I just want to briefly mention, if you can write this down, it'd be good. There is a product out there called butter oil, and it's like fish oil or cod liver oil. I personally take something called, I think it's Green Pasture is the name of the company, fermented cod liver oil / butter oil. And what this is, butter oil, a scientist, I don't know the doctor's name, but he found that when People are able to eat butter made from the cows that have eaten freshly grown grass in the spring, early spring. This butter had a healing property, and when you combine it with this fermented cod liver oil, people are getting their teeth regenerated. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen for you. I'm not saying it's going to save you $5,000 worth of surgery. But if you have, I think it's about $45. I think it's pricey, but that'll last you about 2 months, it says. So, you know, if you want to just get a bottle or two of that and just do a regimen of that and see how that takes you, you know, and start from there. The other thing I would like to mention is that you can actually use, if you were to meditate or use hypnosis, you can actually tell your teeth to regenerate themselves. And I have done that. I write my own hypnosis scripts. I listen to hypnosis once a day. And one of my scripts is that my teeth would straighten out. My parents never wanted to spend the money to get me braces when I was a child. So I told my teeth to straighten out, and they have slowly. They're not straight, totally straightened, but I've got pictures to prove it. Although it does take years to do that. I started this about 3-4 years ago. So, and I only do it maybe like a minute a day, okay, just a visualization. So, you know, it doesn't even have to be hypnosis. You could just, if you meditate once a day, just visualize your teeth being healthy and regenerating, and you're not going to get any more chipped or cracked or whatever crown, whatever you need, dental work. And it does, it manifests, but it has to be part of your life cycle, style.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
My problem is that I do have some